It's Monday, December 5th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. At the end of today's newscast, the first couple of feedback emails from listeners. Firefighters have found 30 bodies in the ruins of a makeshift nightclub in Oakland, California, from a 3-alarm fire that ripped through the former piano warehouse dubbed the Ghost Ship on Friday night at 11:30 p.m. The Los Angeles Times reports that partygoers recalled a labyrinth series of rooms cluttered with beds, rugs, old sofas, pianos, paintings, antique furniture, and salvaged doors, as well as a staircase built partly with wooden pallets. Wooden rafters were adorned with hanging lanterns, Christmas lights, bicycles, stereo equipment, and exposed wiring. And no sprinklers were present. One eyewitness said it appeared to be a tinderbox ready to blow. Authorities could not safely access key parts of the building, bringing in cranes, bulldozers, and excavating equipment, along with cadaver dogs. On November 30th, a Christian boy in Pakistan was shown to be brutally beaten up in a video for allegedly drinking water from a fountain located inside a mosque, reports persecution.com. The video shows the boy yelling and screaming from pain after being whipped with wooden sticks and being beaten with shoes. Psalm 10:2 says, "In pride the wicked hotly pursue the afflicted. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised." First, Britain left the European Union. Then, America elected Donald Trump. But Sky News reports that the populist wave hit a brick wall yesterday in Italy. Matteo Renzi, Italy's energetic 41-year-old prime minister, who wanted to defang the upper house of the Italian parliament by cutting its numbers from 315 to 100, lost his hope of amending the Constitution by possibly 20 percentage points yesterday. Donald Trump is not even president yet, and he's already living up to his promise to save America's manufacturing jobs. First, he pressured Carrier Air Conditioning to keep 800 jobs in Indiana instead of closing their plant and opening one in Mexico. And now, according to the Wall Street Journal, the president-elect is threatening Rexnord, a manufacturer of industrial bearings, with a 35% tariff if they move their 300 jobs from Indianapolis, Indiana, to Monterrey, Mexico. Shares of Rexnord have tumbled more than 10% from Wednesday's close. The New York Times is about to lose it. After they could not elect Hillary Clinton president, now they're apoplectic over the Taiwan leader calling President-elect Donald Trump, claiming Trump has, quote, broken with decades of diplomatic practice and freewheeling calls with foreign leaders, unquote. George Stephanopoulos addressed the issue yesterday with Vice President-elect Mike Pence on ABC's This Week.
That was nothing more than taking a courtesy call of congratulations from the democratically elected leader of Taiwan.
So no implications for the One China policy?
Well, we'll deal with policy after January the 20th. This was a courtesy call. And plus, I have to tell you, George, it's a little mystifying to me that President Obama can reach out to a murdering dictator in Cuba in the last year and be hailed as a hero for doing it. And President-elect Donald Trump takes a courtesy call from a democratically elected leader in Taiwan, and it's become something of a controversy.
John Dickerson, the host of CBS's Face the Nation, sat down with newly reelected House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who beat Ohio Democratic Representative Tim Ryan in a vote of 134 to 63. Ryan asserted that the reason why Hillary Clinton lost the White House was that the Democratic Party has been co-opted by extreme leftists out of touch with the American people. Dickerson asked Pelosi about the Democratic brand now.
The Democratic Party is in a moment of questioning about its identity. You were reelected to lead the Democrats in the House. What do you tell Democrats who want a new direction and then go to you? What are you going to do differently?
Well, I don't think that people want a new direction. Our values unify us, and our values are about supporting America's working families. That is one that everyone is in agreement on. What we want is a better connection of our message to working families in our country, and that clearly in the election showed that message wasn't coming through.
Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union have partnered with one another to file lawsuits on November 30th, objecting to life-saving pro-life regulations in Alaska, Missouri, and North Carolina, reports the World News Service. In Alaska, they object to a law that requires a second opinion when a woman seeks to kill her unborn baby after the first trimester. In Missouri, the pro-aborts object to abortion mills having to meet the same standards as any ambulatory surgical center, as well as for abortionists to have hospital admitting privileges. And in North Carolina, the pro-death crowd wants to be able to kill babies with special needs after 20 weeks gestation. Proverbs 24:11 says, "Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter." The American Family Association, a conservative Christian group, has published their 2016 Naughty or Nice list of retailers for this Christmas season, singling out which stores celebrate the holiday and which ones avoid it. Ed Vitagliano of AFA said, quote, "There are secular forces in our country that hate Christmas because the word itself is a reminder of Jesus Christ. They want to eradicate anything that reminds Americans of Christianity," unquote. The six companies that made the top-rated five-star nice list are Cracker Barrel, Hobby Lobby, Kirkland's, Lowe's, Michael's, and Walmart. The 18 naughty companies are Academy Sports, Barnes & Noble, Best Buy, Dollar General, Family Dollar, Foot Locker, Gap, The Limited, Maurice's, Nordstrom's, Office Depot, Office Max, PetSmart, Staples, Stein Mart, Super Value, UncommonGoods.com, and Victoria's Secret. Last Friday, I asked why you like this newscast and to put your thoughts in writing to my email address, adam@theworldview.com, along with your full name, city, and state. Matt Dewing from Rome, Pennsylvania wrote, quote, "As a homeschool dad, thank you for broadcasting relevant, current events in a soberly reverent, solidly Christian framework, timely, and with excellence," unquote. And Sean Martin of Bancroft, Ontario wrote, quote, "The Worldview in 5 minutes has quickly become a daily routine for me. I listen to it more than any other news media, whether radio, TV, or print. You do a much better job at catching the news items that interest me. It has been deeply encouraging for me to hear these daily doses of reality, whether testimonies of the persecuted or stats about licentious lives," unquote. Send your feedback to adam@theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview on this Monday, December 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.